Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Nearly 40 years ago, our next guest, an Iranian immigrant, brought the Subway brand sandwich business to South Carolina with its first location in the upstate. That success gave him the confidence to try bringing his Persian heritage to the local food scene with a new restaurant, and 12 years later, it's still there and growing. Ali Safi is owner of Pomegranate on Main in Greenville, South Carolina, and CEO and president of Subway Development Corporation of South Carolina. Today, we have him on the phone. Ali, welcome.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Give us the backstory here on coming to the United States and eventually becoming a food king in the upstate.
I don't know about the king part of it. I moved to the United States in the 1970s when the relationship between U.S. and Iran were at its best. Intention was only to get an education in the U.S. and go back to Iran. Short while later, I got married to my wife of 41 years now, a local from Brevard, North Carolina. At that point, we decided that U.S. is the place we would rather live. Brought Subway restaurants to South Carolina, which was very ironic because during the time that I moved to South Carolina, the reputation we had that how are you going to move a northern concept, a northern hoagie down south? And you know, if you're a South Carolinian, I think of myself as a South Carolinian since I've lived here almost 40 years, most of my life, we don't have the best reputation of being most open-minded people. I have to tell you, having lived here for 40 years, nothing is further from the truth. I opened the very first Subway in Clemson, on Clemson campus, and now 425 locations later, the largest franchisor in South Carolina. The business is thriving, and the South Carolinians have been so welcoming, so kind. And a few years ago, I decided to open a Persian restaurant in Greenville. And that was mostly because all my friends and family, when they came to our house to eat, they would always say, why don't you serve this food in Greenville? Why don't you do it? I got the courage to do it and open that restaurant. And 12 years later, the business is thriving, and it's a very successful, a very top-rated restaurant in Greenville. So that's how it goes.
For those of us not familiar with Persian cuisine, how is that different from other Middle Eastern menus that some of our listeners may be used to?
As starters, just about every meal is served with rice. But the rice is cooked as such that it's very flaky and very lightweight. And that's because the cooking process is as such that removes much of the carbs and starch from it. You know how when you go to a Japanese restaurant, you can eat the rice so well with chopsticks and we all enjoy it? You can't do that with Persian food because what makes it stick together, it's removed from the rice. Our rice does not have carbs or starch. Interesting with Persian food or Iranian food, however you'd like to call it, it's everything we eat in America is just prepared differently.
So when you started this new venture then, I'm assuming that you also knew how to cook all of this food. Were you the chef? Are you still the chef? Or did you need to reach out to people in Iran, connections that you had back in your home country?
No, I'm not a chef. I have a operating partner who also is from Iran, and he's a amazing chef. So when I decided I'm going to build this business, I asked him if he'd be willing to join me and be involved in preparing the products, and he's magnificent.
Okay, and so what is your picture of the restaurant industry in our state right now?
You know, the entire business mindset has changed. The restaurant business, as I see it, is thriving. Having said that, the competition has become so fierce. You really must be on top of your game. A few things have happened. One, unemployment has dropped to such a low level that it's truly extremely difficult to attract or retain a staff. It is very difficult.
And being a franchise owner of a major food corporation, that the quality, the cleanliness needs to be consistent.
You know, when you go to a restaurant, whether it's a franchise or a independently owned restaurant, you expect the restaurant to be clean. You expect the food to have the highest hygiene used in the preparation. You expect to have fresh food. You want it to be reasonable prices. So it doesn't matter if it's a franchise or not. It's always the same.
Well, Ali, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Ali Safi is owner of Pomegranate on Main in Greenville, South Carolina. He's also CEO and president of Subway Development Corporation of South Carolina. We will have links to his companies posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.